Let me tell you something, brother. If you're bored sitting around, you need something to listen to, try a podcast. And brother, the best one around, Casually Lit Podcast. Put it in your ears.
No.
Eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Woo! That's the wrong guy. Bye.
What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Brody.
I'm Chris.
So I'm kind of curious. I'm looking at the new music like I do almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
This song is by Blake Shelton. The name of the song is Jesus Got a Tight Grip.
Is that a love song to Jesus?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of like wondering what the hell, what did Jesus? When that roller's called up yonder, I know. Yonder, man. Because Jesus got a tight grip on my soul.
Well, he probably let go for a little bit once you divorced your wife.
Oh!
So.
Shots fired. Is he the one that's with Gavin Rosdell's ex?
Yeah.
That's how I refer
Gwen
to
Stefani.
Her. It's, yeah, I don't refer to her as Gwen Stefani. Refer to her as, she's like way more famous than Gavin Rosdell. And I'm like, is that old Gavin Rosdell's ex? Gwen Stefani, like the X Factor judge, No Doubt singer, Ain't No Hollaback Girl. And I'm like, no. You know, the singer, nothing hurts like your mouth.
That was Bush, right?
Yeah.
It was a good
Bush
movie.
Was badass. American Werewolf in Paris.
Yep.
It was a terrible movie.
It was a great, it had boobs in it.
That song,
it was great.
That song comes in at the boob part, mm-hmm. if you remember, right when he turns into a werewolf and he's like, oh, I'm going to bite you with my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So the whoever choreographed that was like, what we need here is a song that says mouth.
Gavin Rosdell, get on it.
So we got this song from Gavin Rosdell. Nothing hurts like a mouth bite. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, that was a horror movie slash porno.
It was.
Especially the first one.
And it had the dude from Dead Man on Campus in it, that curly haired dude. I like him. I like that guy. I don't know about that movie though. I'd like to rewatch it so I can make a real judgment here. We got one more song I'm gonna play here real quick. It's from Gucci Mane. Look what it's called. Tootsies. It's gonna be terrible. A little bit of mumble rap.
Yeah.
Dumb shit like I'm Gucci. Jesus Christ.
Man. Perfect. I love it. Put it in my playlist.
It'd be nice to be a rapper these days and just be like.
And then telling everybody.
Ooh, Harry Styles solo project. Anyways.
That sucks. So music is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's terrible. I hate all of it. Wish it didn't exist. Meant to see. I haven't tried it yet, though. Oh, shit. It's still there.
Yeah, Jesus got a tight grip.
It was funny. Kayla and I were playing Song Quiz. It's a game where it plays clips and you have to guess it. It's pretty fun. Out loud with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it played some song and I was like, oh, I think I like this song. I have no idea who it is. And it was One Direction. I was like, oh, I fucking quit. Live. Like, that's it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, she actually beat me in the 2010s. I'm not very. If it's 80s, 90s, and 2000s, I murder. And then in the 2010s, she just beat me. I was like, well, that's when I quit listening to music. It's when Five Finger Death Punch came out, and I was done.
And that's also when I quit playing this game.
It's pretty funny, though. It's a fun game. I want to try to play it on here. I just don't know how well it's going to work. It's fun. Like, it does all the work for you. Okay, Google, let's talk to Sound Quiz.
I said the wrong thing.
Okay, you might like Professor No.
Professor No? Good? No.
Is that a James Bond movie? All right,
no problem. All right, playing Professor No now.
Talk to Song Quiz. I don't know if this...
Okay, let's get Song Quiz.
Welcome back to Song Quiz.
See?
Before we start, did you know you can score extreme points by playing our daily challenges? Do you want to be notified of your next daily challenge?
Yes. Google's got to do something about all these beeps and stuff. Anyways, it's worth a shot. I'll mess with it later, but it'll be fun.
Is that trivia game still going on?
I haven't touched it. Probably. I mean, I don't see why it would have stopped. I don't even remember the name of it.
Didn't that guy get killed?
Somebody? Nuh-uh.
What trivia game?
The host
of HQ? No. Like one of the guys that invented it.
Got killed? That's fucking crazy. Don't be inventing trivia games.
HQ Trivia, wasn't it, or something like that?
Ah, something of that nature. Yeah, I don't remember his name at all, sir. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it is. He's got it pulled up over there. I see the
Russ Yusupova.
He got killed.
And Colin Crowell. No, that's who made it.
Oh. I just remember at a certain time at David's Brewery, the entire place, everybody would get on that game.
Yeah, Colin Crowell found dead.
He dead.
Damn, did he kill himself? Probably from touching things he's not supposed to touch.
Probably.
That's what it all is now. It's either that or China. One of those two things.
That's true.
You either did something sexual or you said fuck China. Either way, you dead.
Drug overdose.
Yep. I guess that's the drug overdose. Yeah. Somebody lost that quiz game, was like, I'm going to take you and get you on drugs. Get fucked up. Anyways. Get fucked up. Well, what's this first beer you're drinking there, Rody?
This is from 903. This is their Cloud 9. Their first in the series of, I guess, their rotating hazy IPA.
Yeah.
It's Amarillo and El Dorado.
Time out. So they're going to rotate hazy IPAs?
I guess so. Well, I mean, Tups does it.
Do they?
Their DDH series?
Yeah. But that's just double dry hopped, right?
Yeah, but they do different combinations.
Gotcha.
And different adjuncts.
Well, I'm going to say I poured this out and it looks like dirt mud, which is amazing. So
looks like dirt mud.
Very unfiltered.
I love dirty mud beer.
I'm super excited because I love unfiltered beer. That's completely true. I don't want your filtered ass bullshit clean pilsners.
Give me all the calories.
Yeah. Although I got us a case of Bud Light that we're going to drink on the show.
Perfect.
Yep, after Thanksgiving. It's going to be a good show.
Is it sitting on the windowsill?
Right no. Now, currently? No. We should do that. We should do it, though. Do a Saturday night and just all of us drink a case of Bud Light and see if it brings out the wife-beating assholes in us. Can I say that?
You meant the t-shirt, right?
You just did.
Put on my tank top, my wife-beater. Those are a stupid name for a shirt. Wife-beater. Do they still call them that?
I'm sure someone does.
Yeah, it's probably very offensive. It sounds offensive. I never wore them, ever. Oh my gosh, I did not feel like myself when I put one of those on. Plus, I was like a scrawny little...
You felt like a He-Man Womanator?
I was like about what my arm, the circumference of my arm was about 2 inches. So when I put one on, it did not work out too well for me. Had to not know. I moved on to the white tees. Plain white tees.
The plain white tees?
Yeah. Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City when you're sitting? Oh, shit, son. That's not a good name for a beer.
Evidently, Bray went to Oklahoma.
Oh, did he bring you this?
No, I just assumed that he talked to the people there and they made a beer after him.
We'll get into that. We'll have to get into that in a second. That's a tease, a little radio tease for you folks. Like, what are they talking about? Find out after this break. Where we play an advertisement for the office ladies.
And Quiet.
You like books?
And Quiet.
Audible.com.
Check out Audible.
And Quiet.
Dadcam.
And we're back.
We'll let Chris advertise for his sponsor. Oh, what is it? Magnum Condoms.
Magnum Condoms.
That's right. We'll let you get a word or two in for that.
Gorilla Tape.
Yeah. Gorilla Tape and Magnum Condoms. Finally work.
When you don't want them to get away.
that's terrible.
Bondage joke.
It's pretty weird there, buddy. So I had forgotten that Stained came back and played 3 shows. For those of you that don't know Stained, you're lying. You do. You know exactly who the fuck Stained is.
Yeah, Aaron Carter.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Got that face tattoo.
But I forgot. And then for some reason, I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? If Stain goes on tour, I'm going to go see him. I would actually do that probably. Probably couldn't handle it, but.
Yeah, because you'd be mad because the encore would be nothing but Aaron Lewis' solo project.
He did not. Well, so I ended up Googling, are they on tour? And they had just played a show on the 6th. Was that a Saturday? It was whatever the Saturday is right around there. They played one of those big festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the video, and Aaron Lewis sounds badass. Sounds right on key. He did a lot of screaming, too, and it sounded perfect. But he looks like a really fat dude. Really fat.
Mm-hmm.
And his legs are like twigs.
Okay.
I was like, what the hell?
So like Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Oh, what the hell? I mean, yeah, maybe. I'm trying to go to my history here. You'd have to see a picture of him, though. It was very strange. He definitely has been sitting in the country doing what country people do.
Has he got the dad bod?
Yeah, it's really bad, though. Like really bad. And, of course, I'm not going to be able to find it that easily.
He's got a pretty big, it's pretty stout.
And that's not quite the...
I think the word to look for is robust.
Robust, there you go.
Robust. What exactly does robust... Here we go. What exactly?
Plump.
Here it is, so... I don't know why it's not... Yeah. Oh, he's wearing a Donald Trump hat, too, for those of you that are worried about that. That's way annoying. Hold on. There we go. Play a song that people know, Aaron Lewis. This is so annoying. Yeah, here you go. So here, you can see...
Is that his, corn?
His little dad bod there, though. And he doesn't get into the heavy parts at all. Like, not at all. Told ya. Did you see his tiny little legs? Anyway, he's got big old beer belly. He looks so country. And he'll do the screaming parts. Like, that song he's about to do it. You make me so raw! I should let it go so you can hear his vocals. But these are like the songs he wrote when he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Try to love you. Sounds great.
And now he's wearing glasses.
Yeah, it's pretty damn funny. But here you go. My life.
And he hates Mexicans.
Yeah. Here you go, though. Listen to these hard-ass vocals. You see his tiny legs?
Mm-hmm.
They're small. I think he's wearing skinny jeans.
That is so weird. Like, there's no movement from him at all.
No. That's weird. Told you.
Does he look like baby legs from Rick and Morty?
Yes.
But the voice sounds like he's there, but his actions say he wishes he were somewhere else.
Yes. And I don't know. Like, it was weird. I was like,
why? His actions say I need the money.
Yeah. I was like... And then I read an interview where he was like, if we did a record again, it would be too heavy for the world. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You can't even move. But, it sucks. That's one of my, like, right there, dude. It was Staying Limp Bizkit and, like,
POD.
All deck now.
Korn.
Not even Korn. So much. It was, for a while, I was like, straight. Staying and Limp Bizkit was all that mattered. It was Break the Cycle, and what was it after that? The 1, 2, 3, 4. What was that? The great 12 Shades of Grey, or
it's like
it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey,
Shades Darker, or something like that.
Yeah, it was definitely a gray CD, and I remember the cover was gray, and I will never forget that one because it had So Far Away on it. Now that we're here, so far away. There's Chapter 5, Dysfunction.
Cycle, been a while outside.
Yeah, you gotta look up the discography. Discography. Stain, though, it was weird. And I would definitely, they're one of the few, like them, Limp Bizkit, if they came through town, I'd have a hard time not going.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you'll ever have another chance to see them because they're always acting like they're quitting. And then, like I said, they only played these big
14
festivals.
Shades of Grey.
Ha, it's close. So they were Shades of Grey before 50. Oh, God. Yeah, 14 Shades of Grey. God, that first song on there was so badass, and I can't... Price to Play the Game. That's right. Price to play the... What you pay to play the game. So this is actually a true story. we were driving somewhere and there were two cars and that song's, they were like, debuting now on the Eagle. I jumped out of my car and banged on the window of the next car. I was like, the new stage's on. It's like, put it on there, hurry. And then everybody was going crazy. That's when music was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen anymore. Oh, I'll check it out on YouTube when I have a second. So, those were cool days. And then you had no, you would hear a song and you had no way of hearing it again.
Right, you just have to hang around the radio.
So to listen to it all the time.
Balls. God dang it, yeah. And then I'd have the cassette tape ready for when Chris, what was his name, Chris whatever, was like, coming up next, we got that new track from Stained.
Is it Chris Ryan?
Yeah, maybe. His voice is way deeper and better than mine. But you'd be...
You mean Cindy Skull.
Yeah.
And then you'd hit play and record on that fucking thing, like, yeah! And then they would start talking in the end of it and just ruin it. Dirty bastards. God, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about recording stuff off the radio on cassettes.
It was the only way you could have it for a while, yeah. Right until Napster came out.
Yep.
Is it weird that whoever made Napster figured out like streaming and doing music before the actual people that get paid to do it? Like, he figured it out way before all those fools did.
Well, they probably knew about it, but they didn't want to put that in the ether because they knew they were going to lose a shit ton of money. They couldn't monopolize it.
True. What was there was a company before, like right up before Napster. I can't remember, like CD Now or something that you could buy tracks before even iTunes and stuff. It's like CD Now or something. You could go buy downloads. I remember that. And I remember also, and I've like, you know, it was funny because I would download stuff just because I couldn't have it yet because people would rip it off the radio and put it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the CD came out, I'd still buy it. Like, I always laugh. I was like, if those fuckers came in my house, I'd be like, look at all this stuff that I own. It's like, I still have my entire CD collection. It's like 300, I think. It's in boxes in the closet. You still have all yours?
Mm-hmm.
Me and you both, like, between the two of us, we had every record from the 90s.
Right.
If it was 90s and rock.
Including Jewel.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Big Jewel fan, ready?
I had Celine Dion, NSYNC. I had all that stuff, too.
Because these foolish games, Chris.
That's true.
Are tearing me. Tearing me. Tearing me apart.
But yeah, it was interesting seeing Mr. Aaron Lewis, and then I was like, I want to go. So, but they're not coming. But if they do, I think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in the back and be like, play Mud Shovel, you fucking douche.
Play Suffocate.
They played a few of the... Because I listened to pretty much the entire concert just to nostalgia reasons. And I was like, oh, they played a few of the old... like slit your wrist songs because
mm-hmm.
he played Crawl and he played the encore was Mud Shovel.
Nice.
Came back and there was, like you said, there were huge fire flames behind him. They go off and he just stands there and Mike the guitar player is over there going fucking crazy, having the best time of his life. I'm so glad Stain's back together. And Aaron's just like, this ain't country. Chigong country.
You need me for this.
Yeah. But then Mike goes back to Saint Asonia, and they're actually pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah. I actually like them a lot, and they had two new songs I'm looking forward to. That their first one was really good. So it's Saint Asonia is the guitar player from Stain and the old singer for 3 Days Grace. 3 Days Grace. Because 3 Days Grace is fucking garbage right now, so I'm going to throw that out there. Anybody want to argue with that, go ahead and try. They're terrible.
How dare you?
They're like Evans Blue. Like, and if you get a new singer, change your damn name. It's over.
Just like Blink 182.
Yep. They sound like shit too right now.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like them.
I do not like them.
Anyways, 903, this beer is really good. What do you think?
Meh.
It's a little dirty. You definitely taste the dirt in it. Like, I don't mean like, you know what I mean? Unfiltered. You taste it.
Yeah.
Open fermentation.
Open fermentation. Open motherfucking fermentation.
What are the odds that there's poop in an Ehrman open fermented beer?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Gotta get those probiotics in you.
Speaking of poop, no, I don't really want to. The podcast that was to We Hate Movies covered that.
Prostate exams?
No. It's a poop-eating movie. It's Human Centipede, which nice. I hadn't seen. I only watched that movie one time.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable. Still is.
And then you watched the second one 6 times?
Nope, never watched the second one. Never watched the third one either.
That second one was fucked up.
But where I was going with this was that during this We Hate Movies podcast where they make fun of it, they played an excerpt from a podcast that Alec Baldwin did with the creator of that movie. Apparently, Alec Baldwin loves it. So I went and chased that podcast down and listened to it, and it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
So Alec Baldwin has a podcast, and I don't remember the name of it, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
He doesn't let people talk.
Like, right.
That guy would start talking, he'd cut him off. I was like, oh, you guys need the choppy editing from The Office. Ladies. Gotta be The Office ladies.
That's why he punched somebody over a parking space.
Did he? Makes sense.
So Trump likes The Human Centipede?
Yes. Alec Baldwin. Mr. Trump himself. Yeah, he actually loves it, and he was calling that dude a genius, and all this stuff is pretty weird. Pretty fucking weird. Anyways, yeah. And apparently, so that dude has a new movie coming out. It's called the
Trump?
Anya Club? No, the Human Centipede.
Oh, really?
The Anya Club? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a club of women that masturbate to disasters. They get off on human despair. It's kind of like Hostel, when that lady was like masturbating when the blood was coming all over.
Woo!
So it's like the Democratic debate?
Oh, yeah. Girls masturbate to that?
Yeah, because it's a disaster.
Chris found it. The old little club.
Yeah.
Is there a description somewhere that you can read that's better than what I just said? It's pretty. There you go.
Let's see. Where to go? Well, I had the description. Oh, there it is. Hannah secretly joins a group called the Anyana Club. Its members, strongly independent LA women, get aroused by the misery of others. Hannah meets more misery than she could ever hope for in the process of loses everything she cares for.
Damn. And the dude was talking about like them masturbating to September 11th. I was like, what the fuck?
This sounds like a normal weekend in LA, though.
I guess. I don't know. Anyways, it was stupid. I was like, that doesn't even sound like he's like, I'm pushing the boundaries again. I was like, that doesn't sound anything like making people eat each other's shit, dude. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just making a porn.
Yeah. Does kind of. But it's weird. And Alec Baldwin was saying, this is going to come out this year, 2019, and still they haven't found a distribution company that wants to touch that. So apparently people are watching it like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, fuck that.
So if Netflix ain't putting it out, you are in trouble.
Yeah.
You are fucked. If Netflix won't put your movie out.
That is true.
Yeah. Because they're putting out some really good stuff there at Netflix. That South Park thing still rings true.
I started watching some of that 100% Fresh from Adam Sandler on Netflix. It's not very good.
What is 100% Fresh? Is that his stand-up?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Where he just sings a lot?
Yeah, but...
It's a lot of dad jokes.
His Chris Farley song at the end is amazing, though.
Right, at the end.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours.
Damn.
I don't want... No thanks, man. You are the stand-up guy. I don't know why. Just don't.
If it's really good stand-up, I can do it, but yeah, I'm kind of with you, Jason.
I don't know.
Yeah. Chris is a big Amy Schumer fan.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
God, I love her. I know I don't.
She's pregnant and a baby. There's a little Amy Schumer running around.
Yep.
Scary thought. Scary thought. Yeah, I don't. Anyways, yeah. Let's all watch. I thought about that. I was like, we should do a podcast over these stupid fucking movies. And then he started talking about what happens in the second movie, and I decided I will never watch that. I don't want to watch it now, nor do I ever want to watch it, so I'm good.
And the Human Centipede 2?
Yep.
Yeah, that one was extremely messed up. That one kind of fucked with me.
Did you get you can really get
PTSD.
Yeah, you can from stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if you know that. Like, when you watch stuff on the internet, folks, you can get PTSD from really serious crap.
So they gave the first person lots of spicy food and then gave them laxatives?
You want me to eat the cuttlefish or the vanilla paste?
Gross.
Oh, cuttlefish, it's so delicious.
Cuttlefish, come out of my asshole.
I'm so sorry.
Do it.
Kyle.
I'm looking at this thing called Shirts on Tap. They posted their division shirt today.
Ooh.
An actual.
Oh, nice.
Does look good.
Nice. I didn't realize they were going with the
baseball tee.
Yeah, the baseball tee.
I didn't know if Jay knows that it was a baseball tee.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that the one Jay bought?
Surprise. Yep. And it comes. He said it comes with all this swag, and it. Ooh, is that a sticker? I hope that is. Woo.
Let's see the sticker.
It's that logo, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sign me up for that. And it says if you buy a flight, you get a pint for a dollar. So you better get an Uber. And it's got like a. That's pretty cool.
No beers under 4%.
I like it. I might have to buy it if I can, which I can't. So that's pretty much over with.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Christmas, dude. I got a million things to buy right now. I'm so fucked. Everybody loves the holidays, don't they? I was like, man, it's November, December.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep, here comes the kid presents, this presents, that present, move this, buy food for everybody that's coming to your house, blickety, blah, blah, blah. So all finances are paused, and plus all everything's getting renewed. Taxes are renewed. Our homeowner's insurance got renewed. It's all increased, of course.
Right.
So done with all that business. But I got my homestead taxes like an adult. I got my $25,000 discount. So pretty proud of that.
Hell yeah, that's a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about beer number two here, sir.
So Roughtail decided to shove some more beer down to Texas, and this is Hail Juicifier.
Hell Juicifier.
It's a hazy beer with blood oranges.
What was the Juicifer? The Juicifer from Fudge. We had the other one last week, and I can't remember the name. Feel bad.
New Belgium.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could draw the logo right now, but I can't name it. So this is another juicy IPA?
Mm-hmm.
Looks hazy. You were in a hazy mode when you bought all these.
That's what they had.
Where'd you go?
Kegs and Barrels. Again.
Snakes and Barrels.
Yep.
Snakes and Barrels. Yeah, I went to the place that I always go, and they didn't have shit.
What do you mean? You had a beer before?
I wanted to get it. I almost bought us the Dragon's Milk, the white one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $14, and it's a 6% stout.
It's 6%?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was barrel aged, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's what made me go,
Interesting.
Well, I already know that I'm not going to like the taste of that.
Right.
6% stout.
Right.
Porter. It's a stout without the volume, without the
kick.
Yeah. I don't even need the kick. I need that mouthful. I need that. I don't like them runny ass stouts.
Right.
They look like they're watered down.
Right.
And that's kind of the taste that I get from them sometimes. Ooh, that website looks kind of creepy too.
This beer is 6.6% ABV.
6.66 or 6.6?
6.66.
Jesus Christ. What did you give us, Rody?
You're welcome. You've already had a taste. You're damned.
Put 88 pounds of blood orange puree in this.
Why not 66 pounds?
I don't know. Guess it wasn't enough.
They fucked up.
They couldn't get the ABV to 6.66 if you did that. The math is wrong.
How come Jason's the only serial killer that has a song? You got 1, 2. Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4. Better lock your door.
I don't remember the fart though.
5, 6. Get your crucifix. 7, 8. You better stay up late. 9, 10. Freddy will do it again.
Well, you remember that whole thing.
Yeah. I was terrified as a kid. That's PTSD as a kid. Johnny Depp's blood guts getting ripped out.
Yeah.
It's also why I remember we were talking earlier about that Simpsons joke about third party
Russ Perot.
Shit stayed with me for my whole life. That's weird, like the certain things that you can still pick out. Like I can remember the scene when Maggie shoots Mr. Burns. I can remember that whole summer. I remember the contest. The
build up.
Remember all that.
Yep.
It's weird. Like just certain events in life you don't forget. Like the OJ crap. How old were we when OJ was doing that? I remember watching. I remember watching the white van go on the news. Like, I didn't even know what I was watching. It's like, what'd this guy do? That's OJ. I'm like, who the fuck is that, Dad? He played football for the... Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm a bad fan. Who do you play for?
The Bills.
That's it?
At the end of his career, he played for somebody else. I don't remember who.
So, by playing for the Bills, that's why they lost 4 Super Bowls in a row?
Yes.
Yep. Cursed.
They didn't have the juice.
Didn't have the juice.
They are cursed.
I just remember him from the Naked Gun movies.
Right? That too. Damn. But yeah, it's weird, like those certain events that you can remember growing up. Shit that never leaves your head. Anyways, I really do like this Lucifer beer. Juicifer beer. I said Lucifer.
Freudian slip.
Not too much blood orange taste in there for me.
I'm getting a little bit of citrus, but not...
It's not overpowering.
But it is a dull citrus, which is what a blood orange is.
Right.
It's not all pop, pop. It's dull. Like the brand Dole. I'm not talking about the taste. I don't know anything about that.
Like Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. Remember when King Krodos stole Bill Clinton and Bob Dole? And then killed them?
Took their place, right?
Well, they took them place, but Homer shot them into space.
Space, yeah. They suffocated.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't watched The Simpsons in, not in 10 years, unless I watch part of it with Scott or Jesse. Like, no, fuck this. I don't like that show, and people hate me for it. I don't like any of it. I didn't. It gone.
That would have been a better pop. The Raven, Bart.
Might be coming. You never know, dude. Pop's never going to stop.
That's true.
We're looking at 80 of them right now. I mean, The Office has been out for 6 weeks, and there's 20 of them. I'm scared of what's next over there.
Yep, they'll keep making more.
I've got it. Only one more left that's missing.
There's lots of ancillary characters that aren't up there yet.
Is there?
Yeah.
Like the cupcake with everything on it? Not the cupcake. Pretzel?
Oh, God.
Where's Van Meter?
Yep. I just can't believe that... Damn it, Packer doesn't have one yet.
Packer's not up there.
Jan, oh my God.
Jan's not up there.
There needs to be a Michael and Jan.
What's his fucking face?
Uncle Fucker?
No, the guy that wrote the show.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan's not up there. Kelly, yeah. You can keep Kelly. It's fine. And then what's the other woman?
Oh, I need one with Regina. What? Yeah, her real name's Regina. Dang it.
Oscar's not up there?
Yeah, there's going to be an Oscar.
But that's racist, so.
Well, and he's a homosexual, so you need both. Yeah, you need, that'll cover both, that'll cover two of your check marks.
Right. Yep.
Mexican homosexual.
Kevin and his pot of chili.
That's already up there, dude. Where you at?
Come on.
Gosh, really?
Chris. Yeah.
Damn.
God, Chris. Trying to think, like, well, you could have a wedding, Jim and Pam.
I mean, really, they should have like a vehicle version. You know, they have the pop rides. They should have Dwight pinning
Andy against
the shrubs.
Those are, pop moments. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And Jim and Pam's wedding, of course. You could have the boat and everything. Have them at Niagara Falls. But yeah, Jan, now that I thought about Jan, I'm like, Jan has to be up there soon. Sooner than later. No Phyllis. How does she feel?
Before or after a boob job?
So listening to my sweet, well, it wasn't a real boob job, but my sweet, sweet Office Ladies podcast, I discovered that Phyllis was apparently a casting person. She'd been working in casting her entire life, and that one of the big dogs on the show heard her talking, was like, hey, come over here. Read this Phyllis thing. Just read this real quick. And he was like, I need you to do this. And she was like, I don't really want to. And he talked her into it.
Nice.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. She didn't even try out for it or anything.
She got that really soft, sweet voice.
Yep. Yeah. They were like, this is what we want. It's weird when you hear casting stories, though, like all the people that ran against. I listened to an interview from the original Red Ranger, Jason, talk about his casting process. Holy crap, those poor children.
Yeah. He was on a casting couch.
No, they beat those kids to death, dude.
Really?
All those 17 and 18 year old kids. And then they made like $5,000 an episode.
Mm.
Yep. not even enough money to survive.
Damn.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, $5,000 in L.A. for your apartment housing and everything, it's like nothing. Anyways, no, if you can go find it on YouTube, it's worth listening to. It's about a 30-minute thing where he tells the entire story of how he got cast. How he went into a room with, like, 3,000 kids all trying out, and they were just like, who knows martial arts? And he goes, if your hand isn't raised up, get the fuck out.
Jesus.
So all the people that didn't know martial arts had to leave. And then they all had to fight this like super black belt master guy and all this stuff. And it's just crazy.
And that's funny because in the show, it still looks like they don't know martial arts.
No.
Hi-ya, yeah.
That's how you do martial arts. Right?
Right. I don't know if you know this or not, but.
But
wasn't there a rumor going around like he's in gay porn now or something?
Yeah, he's. No, but yes, that was going around. It kind of looks like him, but it was not him. They make more money now doing Comic-Cons and crap and appearances signing than autographs. They made back then.
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like Tommy, he makes $1 million a year, and that guy is kind of a douche, too, which sucks.
Well, he was in that Gritty remake.
Was he?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No. None of the originals were.
Really?
There was not even a cameo. That's why they're remaking it again.
That's the one where they're like murdering people.
Perfect.
Well, it got bought by Hasbro.
Oh, so it's going to be explosions everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Saban sold to Hasbro.
Interesting.
So Hasbro. Is it Hasbro?
Hasbro, Hasbro. Whatever.
Hasbro's.
Hasbro's.
So Hasbro owns a filming company now when you think about it, because Saban has a film division.
Right.
Saban owns more stuff than you think they do, too. Like, I'll be watching something that says Saban Film. I'm like, really? I didn't know you guys got wrestling stuff.
It's kind of like Funimation.
Wrestling.
Who owns Funimation?
That's a good question. I don't know who owns it now.
Shit just gets passed around so much.
Probably Disney.
What's really crazy is AMC is starting a streaming service now.
Ooh.
I'm of course over they it. Are. I'm fucking over it. I don't know what's going to happen.
Like they're just going to keep replaying Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Is that the Denzel Washington movie?
It is.
Yeah.
With?
Spoiler alert, he's blind.
That 70s show girl.
Yeah, is Mila it? Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
And Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah, he was in that.
Was he?
Yeah, he was searching the for guy. The Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And Eli had it.
The entire time.
No.
Son of a bitch. Jason, hurry up.
Why?
Because I have a palate cleanser after you try this next beer.
Oh, okay. I already drank that. I drank most of it.
Sony owns Funimation.
This next beer.
Sony owns Funimation, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, Saban is selling Power Rangers brand to toy maker Hasbro.
Interesting.
So, it gone. That's... I wonder, that's weird. I wonder, what's really weird is Tommy, that guy, he knows Saban personally and talks about talking to him all the time. It's weird.
Well, Saban is an actual person?
Yeah, he built his entire empire on the Green Ranger is what he says it and he admits it. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
It's weird.
Oh, you meant this one.
Yep.
Yeah, but and we do love some Odell. Although I can't drink Odell anymore because I hate Odell Beckham Jr.
I'm just going to keep bringing Odell, so you have to talk about him all the time.
Odell Beckham Jr. Who cares? The Cleveland Browns suck. So, and then there were rumors that they were shopping Odell, and that would have nothing would have made me happier than for them to trade him away from Jarvis Landry.
Send him to the Rams.
God, it'd be great. I'd just sit there and be like, stupid fuck.
Stupid fuck.
Stop acting like a diva and play some football.
Play some foosball.
What did LeBron say? Shut up and dribble?
Yeah, pretty much. Shut up and GM.
Shut up. Shut up and dribble. No, I mean...
Equality only matters when it doesn't cost me money.
I'm allowed to not like Odell Beckham for the way he acted all the time with the Giants. He's like as bad as T.O. All the Cowboys fans don't like T.O. I'm allowed to not like Beckham.
Where is T.O. now?
Unemployed.
Also, the fact that Cowboys fans don't like Dez. Every time a player leaves Dallas, they don't like him, though. So,
yeah, especially Emmitt Smith.
Well, everybody was mad that year he went to the Cardinals, dude. There was a lot of hate.
God, that was weird looking.
People were pissed.
That's like Eli like not retiring and then going and being the quarterback for the Titans.
That's what's happening.
That's so weird.
Peyton went to the Broncos.
Yeah, but he won a Super Bowl.
And won a Super Bowl.
I don't think if Eli goes to the Titans, they're going to win a Super Bowl.
And for the record, Peyton did not even come close to winning that Super Bowl. The fucking defense did.
What do you mean? He checked into runs all the time.
God, he did so bad that...
Flying ducks everywhere.
That whole year was so bad.
That was like... Peyton. That was the football version of Duck Hunt.
Yeah. So lucky. The defense was amazing.
Yep.
Asante Samuel... Von Miller, like they had, 22-year-old Von Miller just running over everybody. And then they had DeMarcus Ware. They were like badasses, dude. No. Sorry, Peyton. Your broken neck ass didn't
win. Broken neck.
Broken neck ass.
Your broken neck fusion surgery ass didn't do anything. Ah! I love that guy, though. He's pretty funny. Although he has steak in Papa John's pizza.
He does, and now Shaq is his spokesman.
Interesting.
For Papa John's Pizza?
Yeah, you haven't seen those commercials yet?
No.
Hey, you know, I love Papa John's.
Which, I'm kind of in the mode now where I want to take everything and tie it back to China. So I can be like, look.
China's fault.
You're supporting China, asshole. Because everybody's all mad about supporting China.
Yep.
But they're still buying China stuff.
Yep.
Like, why? Why even open your mouth? Like, why? I'm just like, I'm not going to open my mouth.
Because everyone wants the got you.
I got my North Korea phone here. I'm sure these mics were made in China.
No, Israel. Because we support the homeland.
Yeah, I know.
Or something.
Or but something.
It's funny, just people on the internet all fucking
don't support China.
And then they go buy white tees from Hanes. Like, I didn't support them. Well, you kind of did, bro.
Oh, that itchiness? Yeah, that's from China.
It's a weird world we live in, Chris.
It is.
We want to call everybody out for their bullshit and not pay attention to our own.
Well, we buy so much stuff from China, it's
impossible.
People want their cheap stuff, their high-end stuff. I mean, so their money talks.
It does, and that's the other thing, too. It's like... Would you pay $5 more for every item you buy not to get it from China? Probably not.
No.
I can't afford it. That's the other problem, too, though.
That's true.
But that's a whole... That's an American problem.
Yeah.
We don't have enough jobs. We have enough jobs. We don't have enough money. Get that shit out of here.
What the hell is that? No.
Gross.
I got your palate cleanser right
gross,
here.
Gross, gross, gross.
Is it a
gross.
Ginger beer?
No, you're going to love this, Chris. It goes in the bottom of your coffee.
Come?
What?
Sorry, Freudian slip right there.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, what's the hint?
That was the noise.
The noise.
I didn't hear anything. A glass bottle?
Yep.
Tinking? Is it liquor?
It's sort of like liquor.
Is it some like Jameson aged barrel porter?
I don't know, but I'm calling my wife to come in here. So,
oh shit!
Yeah, I know how much, Chris. I thought you didn't like pickles.
I love pickles.
Oh, just not in your coffee.
In your coffee.
Oh, that's where you're going with that.
And you went with semen. Jesus Christ!
Pickles. Pickles or semen? Pickles or semen? You sick person.
God, that smells good.
It does smell good.
Does it?
I do like best made pickles.
When did you try it?
Huh?
You haven't tried it yet? Okay.
I just bought this today.
Are you supposed to eat these little corn?
Nah, just the coriander seeds. Just flake them off.
Where did you try it at?
What do you mean?
I mean, where'd you buy it at? Damn, try
Kegs and Barrels.
Same thing. Find a new store, Rhodey.
It's right next to the hospital I go to all the time.
That's true. It is kind of. Oh,
it sounds crunchy.
I was about to say they sound crunchy.
Those are fucking good.
You guys have no idea how much I hate pickles.
Those are really good.
Tell Caitlin to hurry up.
Try one. They're yours.
Okay. Well, I was going to let you have some first.
I'm not. Dude, I want nothing to do with that. I hate pickles. That's like my two things that I hate worse in the world. Martin House and pickles. I don't hate anything more than those two things.
What about Odell?
No, I'd rather... I hate them worse. I'd rather hang out with Odell.
It's got a little buttery thing.
Buttery, like a nipple, buttery nipple?
Mm. That's really good. Chris, they put like a little bit of sugar in that.
Whew. Does it taste different than a normal pickle?
It does.
It's got a little more bite to it.
We're going to let Caitlin try this salty lady pickles. Ooh, you drip pickle juice on me. I'm dying. Ah! It tastes so gross. Caitlin's excited.
It's our favorite.
You like it?
There's a weird aftertaste
to it. Okay. Weird aftertaste.
Winner.
Oh, she died. She gone.
She gone.
Well, Chris loved it, and you loved it, right? Or did you just like it?
It's okay.
You didn't love it?
I didn't love it. But I also have McClure's pickles. You ever had those?
I can't.
They're like hot and spicy.
McClure's?
Yeah, they're like hot and sweet pickles. Oh, they're so good.
Where do you get those from?
HEB or I think Kroger has them now. And Target does.
Nice.
Some Targets.
What sucks, I try to try everything once a year. That's a true story.
Mm-hmm. Maybe your palate's changed.
Cannot fucking do that. Well, we had this pickle.
Try one of the coriander seeds.
No, we had this pickled chicken the other day, and I about threw up in my mouth.
Why'd you have pickled chicken, though?
Don't know. So, Caitlin bought a bag of chicken from HEB, and it said it was just regular-ass chicken.
Uh-huh.
And she cooks it. I pull it out. I was like, that smells like pickles. And I took a bite of it, and I was like, ooh. And then Caitlin goes, oh, wow, this chicken's pickled. It was so gross, dude.
Did it come out of a glass jar?
I don't know what they did with it. I mean, it must have been the seasoning or something, but ugh.
It was like dill pickle chicken, like rotisserie chicken.
No, it was frozen chicken, fried, like patties. Not necessarily patties, but they're what you put on the sandwich.
What?
Yeah.
God, that's weird. Well, like I get like brine in it, but like actually pickling in it? That's weird.
They were trying to get the... You know, because everybody's like, after that Chick-fil-A shit, pickles and only chicken. We don't put anything else on it, we promise, except for butter and all of these other ingredients.
Right. Hope you love preservatives.
We don't put anything on it. We're all natural.
I hope you love cancer. Oh, those pickles on a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
See? Oh, these pickles?
Yeah.
You should just go in there and dump this on the counter and be like, I want these on my sandwich. Don't fuck around. They won't. They'll do it for you. They're great people.
Now, is that in the Salty Lady? That brine, is that the Salty Lady?
Yep.
Supposedly, but here's the question. You didn't have to be 21 to buy this, did you?
I did not.
And also, it doesn't have a alcohol warning on there, so how could that be Salty Lady? Because if you drink that, you'd be drunk.
Mm. The vinegar kills the alcohol.
It's all lies. Tired of your fucking lies, salty
Thanks,
lady.
China.
Thanks a lot, Martin House. Which they're hiring, by the way, if any of the people listening need a job. Martin House is hiring. It's weird that they'd be hiring, that they can't keep employees. That's weird, right?
You're going to take them down from within.
Is that weird? Is that weird when a brewery can't keep employees? Is that weird when your head brewer quits and starts a new brewery so he can make his own shit? Is that weird?
Yeah, that's fine. It happens all the time.
Is that weird? Is that weird that you need an employee and that I want to work there just because I want to serve beer? Because I kind of like serving beer. It's kind of fun. Hey, try this new Chookie Cookie Cream Twisted Twizzler Stout. It's so good. We just made it.
I love that you put Twizzler in there.
Oh, God, Martin House, you dirty bastards. Everybody hears me make fun of them, but I wear their shirt every weekend and have a good time. Although they have beer to go. They're less than 8 minutes from my house, and I've never been, so...
That's true.
I don't know what that says.
Yeah, you should find out what their price point is.
I really should. And I need to go to Wild Acre, too.
Wild Acre's probably selling their six-packs for like $2.99.
So if it was their specialty IPA they had,
the Double Hawk.
Yeah, they have a sour now that's theirs, but no, it wasn't the Double Hawk. It was in that gold can. It was some kind of different IPA.
Gold Cobra.
Hold the gold. No, they have a new sour out now, and I almost bought it today, but I did not.
You pop the top, it says Golden Cobra. What the fuck?
Yeah, I would be in line. I'd be number one in line for that.
She goes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, drink the booze, drink the juice, yeah.
Has six different messages for you.
Wild Acre, yeah. DJ Lethal, bring it on. Yep. John Matthews, take him to the Matthews Bridge. Y'all ruined my train of thought, though.
You're welcome.
Y'all just fucking
spit. This actually doesn't smell bad.
Spit on it. Spit on my train of thought. No one cares about your train of thought. Yeah, bring it on.
Whoa. You got the DDH?
Oh.
You all right?
Oh, God. Here. Chris.
Look at Martin House beer.
Yep. It's a...
Darkness Falls. Oh, this is a...
Old as fuck.
2017. Damn.
You're welcome. You'll thank me never.
Oh. That's like straight cough syrup.
Yeah, these are famously infected.
Whoa. So it's terrible?
Yeah, it's got a weird twangy kind of aftertaste.
What kind of style is that?
It was a coconut milk stout in barrels.
And it turned into that?
Yeah, the barrels evidently were infected or something like that. Like the original beer was fantastic. Like, just listen to the description. It's an imperial milk stout with shredded coconut and vanilla beans and aged 4 months in fresh rum barrels. It was a fantastic beer.
See, that sounds good.
Yep, but that is terrible.
10.3%.
Is it okay to drink that?
Yeah, it's fucking alcohol.
It's only infected with the AIDS virus. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You can't get AIDS through your tummy.
Quote of the year.
Just splash it on your dick. It's fine.
Pour it in your... Now, yeah, if you drink beer through your butt to get drunk faster...
That's different.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, you don't want anal AIDS.
Anal AIDS is much worse than regular ass AIDS.
Or yes. Soaking tampons in vodka.
Right.
That was a real thing.
And then sticking up your pee hole.
Then what?
What?
Remember when Rody taught us about using marshmallows for something...
You gotta get that pH level just right.
What was that called?
Vag marshmallows? I don't know. I forget what it was. That was the start and the end of Dr. Rody.
Dr. Rody, do you think it's safe? Oh crap!
My only hope is that someone actually tried to put a marshmallow in their vagina.
And then that was the one episode your mom listened to.
Yep. And they're like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's completely okay.
I'm sure some porn star has put a marshmallow in their vagina and sold it on eBay made hundreds of dollars.
I don't know about the selling part, but yeah, I've seen that before.
Why is this pink? Don't worry about it.
Just do it. Nike.
It's Easter.
Just fucking do it.
The blood of Christ and all that.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not... How are you drinking that? That tastes like garbage ass.
You're actually drinking that?
Yeah.
Because I bought it.
Ugh. Bad part is you bought, like, what, 4 boxes, I thought?
I was super excited about that. I was like, oh, I'm going to save all these, and this is the first, like, big release for Jason Perez. I'm so excited.
Yep.
And then... It all just went downhill after that.
Yeah, you should take... I should
get a slight bit of coconut out of this.
We should drive right now to Martin House with this and yell at Cody.
Can I get my money back for this?
You fucking dick.
I'll even take a 6-pack of Daybreak for this.
Fucking dickhead. When darkness falls.
We could just go to Brutal Beer Works and just give it to Jason, the last can. I have one more can.
That'd be so funny. Save this for you, bro. And then people wondering. So if you wonder why I hate Martin House so much, it's because Cody's a dick. That's pretty much it. Game, set, and match. Cody Martin is a dick. Unless you're best friends with him, apparently. And then he's the coolest guy in the world. Which I guess that kind of sounds like me. So we're good. So we're good anyways.
I'm a Maybe dick. You should work for him then.
No. But yeah, look at that. 2017, dude. It's almost 3 years old.
I forgot I had that. That's been in the fridge for ever.
Is that the last can or you have one more?
I have one more.
Oh. You do need to take that to Perez. That'd be hilarious. Taste your first fuck up.
Can I get a crawler of this and this and this? Oh, and I have something for you. You can have it back.
Or maybe you get lucky and let's pretend that this was from a different barrel and the other one was not infected.
I'm pretty sure it was out of the same box.
I know, that wouldn't make any sense. But
you should ice him with it.
You gotta chug it.
Oh, you didn't mean ALS challenge him with it?
No.
Did we cure ALS, by the way?
Yes, we did. Thing?
Yeah. It's cured.
Good job, everyone.
You just got to take more vitamin C. It's cured.
Good job, everyone. Congratulations. We did it.
Whew, that was a very dark turn you took. Very dark.
Everyone's still donating? Huh? 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 Did we solve that problem?
It's like you guys failed.
Did we?
We all failed.
Or did we just make a bunch of stupid fucking videos?
Hey, my video was pretty cool.
No pun intended.
I challenge you.
To Mortal Kombat.
Charmeleon.
But then he'll die.
No, he just goes to sleep.
Yep.
But his little fire on his tail go out.
My Pikachu is hurt. Oh, yeah, if his flame does go out, he dies. We got to get him to the medical center, and that's what Ash does. Ash finally won this year. Did you guys see that? Like, he finally beat everything.
Like in the cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Like
78 seasons of Pokemon. I beat it. Good for you, Ash. Good for you. I don't think we should end on that note. Ash beat it.
With Pikachu?
Of course. That dude would be fighting the worst Pokemon ever with a badass Pokemon. It gets beat and he's like, go Pikachu! It's not even the evolved Pikachu.
It's worth what is the evolved Pikachu?
Raichu.
God, you fucking nerds.
And you have to use a Thunderstone to evolve him.
Oh, God.
And he's still a piece of shit Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not in the cartoon. Pikachu can beat anything.
Right, because he talks to you.
Yep.
He can bring you back to life with your tears.
Pika! That's true.
Well, it was mostly electricity, but...
You haven't seen the movie yet, though, have you?
Bits and pieces.
It's really good.
The original movie?
No, the Mewtwo movie? I'm talking about the actual live-action movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have not.
You didn't watch that.
Is Ash in that one?
No.
No.
I hate that.
It was good, though.
You hate that. Fuck you and your non-Ash existent movie. How dare you? Who are you, Martin Scorsese? You hate Marvel movies too?
You and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I'm done with that bitch. I'm just kidding. Aww. Jonah Hill no longer joining Batman. They couldn't meet his price. Seth Rogen is now wanted for Penguin.
But he's like 6'8".
Yeah.
Was Jonah Hill going to play Penguin?
Yeah.
Like, hold on. The Matrix 4 is adding all kinds of people. Neil Patrick Harris is in there now.
Please tell me Will Smith is in it.
No, Jada Pinkett might come back, though.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know what this fucking movie's about.
Has she worked in the last 15 years?
No, she has a reality show on Facebook with her husband, and they have red circle table meetings. Get the fuck out of here. I hate... Shit, I do not like Will Smith. I never have. We know this.
But they're good parents. They let their kids do whatever they want. It's totally fine.
He took a shot with his son on his 21st birthday.
Yeah, they're going to be here for Prosty Fest or Prosty Fest, whatever the fuck it is.
Prostate Fest?
Yeah. Get your prostate checked and then you get to watch Post Malone. Posty Fest.
Yeah, Posty Fest.
Oh, Posty Fest.
Prosty Fest.
Does Post-it Notes know about this?
Oh, ooh, maybe they'll sue him. I hope so. You should see the list of performers. And, like, Will Smith's son's, like, number five. I'm like, this dude hasn't had a hit song yet. Or I guess maybe he has. I just don't know.
What does he even sing? Or does he rap? What is he? Chris.
He probably mumble raps.
Jaden Smith.
What does Jaden Smith do? Willow has a bigger fan following than Jaden Smith.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
Let's see. Let's listen to a song called Plastic.
Oh, no. Will Smith might actually sue us, so be careful. I'll just be like, hey, you made Man Black a piece of junk. Open up my mouth, I'll plan them. Whip with the wings like Batman. Roll around on my hands. And I bet this video has over 10 million views.
12 million.
Yeah. It's not terrible. Even good.
And it's all auto-tuned.
I don't give a fuck about fashion. That's what he just said, but he's all fashionable. Piece of shit.
And anorexic.
Yeah, he is really skinny.
How old is he?
19?
19? No, he's 21. He just said he had a shot with him on his 21st birthday.
Oh, okay. He's still young, whatever he is.
Yeah, 21.
Fuck, that's too young to add to my fight list, isn't it?
No, I mean, that makes him legal.
He's legal.
But is that weird that a 36-year-old wants to beat up a 21-year-old?
No, I think that makes you...
Old grandpa.
Yeah, an old man. Get off my lawn, kid.
Okay, nope. Nope, not adding him to the fight list.
With your blonde hair.
But I'll add his dad to the fight list. I don't care. Will Smith's like 45 and in way better shape, but I bet I'll beat his ass. Fresh Prince motherfucker just beat his ass.
Wait, you haven't watched Gemini Man yet?
It bombed. I'm so happy. No offense to him, but I'm so bombed.
It sounds like all offense to him.
It does. I don't like him, man. Like, I can't name a movie that I just love it. Like, the first Men in Black. That's it.
You didn't love
Independence Day?
No. Not his character.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Fuck, that movie's sad, but no. And the worst, Hitch. Get out of my life, Hitch. Remember when Tony thought that was going to be him?
Right.
He thought he was Kevin James and that someone was going to come teach him how to talk to women. That's real.
Really?
Real talk, yeah. I'm just kidding. That's a terrible diss. Yeah, go through. Let's do this. Let's go through some Will Smith movies. We should do this every, like, one of us says we don't like an actor and then somebody goes through the IMDb. And find something that we do like, and then we have to eat crow. Sam Crow.
Have to eat crow. Bad Boys?
Nope.
Good?
Yeah, the first one was okay. I'm not going to lie. It was okay, but it got really dumb after that. Men in Black 1, I've said, yes.
Enemy of the State, you didn't like that one?
I don't remember that
one. It does not hold up well.
Wild Wild West?
Fuck. That movie's so bad.
I mean, Will Smith did turn down The Matrix to do this
so
movie.
So bad.
Bagger Vance, that was good.
Oh, shit.
Ali? Ali?
I'm going to admit it. I like Bagger Vance.
That's because you like golf.
I do. Men in Black, yeah, I'll take that. What's that next one?
iRobot?
iRobot's a fucking Matrix ripoff.
Apparently he was in a Shark's Tale.
Yeah, that movie's terrible. Hitch is a damn joke.
Pursuit of Happiness. I Am Legend.
Joke.
Hancock.
Hancock's kind of funny. It's like drunk ass Superman.
7 pounds.
7 pounds.
Stupid.
Men in Black 3.
Stupid.
After Earth.
Best movie stupid. Ever.
Anchorman 2.
He's not in Anchorman 2.
I think he was one of the anchors that came in like the gang fights.
No, he's stupid. I hate him.
Winter's Tale.
Never seen it, thank God.
Focus.
Focus was stupid.
Concussion.
I actually need to see that. That's actually on my list to see, but the NFL blocked it and won't let me see it.
Really?
And Suicide Squad.
Fuck Suicide Squad. That is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. So, see, there you go. I don't like that guy. I like him as much as I like Mark Wahlberg. Those are like the two least favorite.
The good actors. Guys?
That's a great movie, though. I've admitted my Mark Wahlberg holes. I have like three of them because The Departed is one of the best movies ever.
Wait, where are your Mark Wahlberg holes?
The Departed. And then, of course, The Good Guys or whatever it's called.
You like Shooter?
What is it? Shooter? Fucking stupid ass movie. I'm a sniper. I'm going to shoot people.
That was based on a real movie.
No, that's American Sniper. That was based on a real life.
That person. Was Kevin, not Kevin.
Ted is okay too. So see, I'm already eating.
You didn't like
crow.
Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights is good. So I'm eating a lot of crow here, but I'll take it.
Ballers?
Ballers.
I fucking hate that show.
God, he was like an executive producer.
Like seasons one and two were good, and then it got really bad.
Oh, yeah, he was in Boardwalk Empire. Forgot about that.
Okay, I'm done.
Was he in that for a while or just a couple episodes?
He was executive producer.
Yeah, he's a
56 episodes.
He's a producer of Entourage. Anything that's on HBO, yeah.
Prisoners.
After Entourage, they're like, anything HBO, his name's attached to it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Oh, The Fighter was good.
No, it wasn't.
We Own the Night?
I'm not even sure what that movie is, Chris.
The A-Town?
I think... Oh, yeah, that was a different one. I was thinking about that.
That's stupid. Is that him and Christian Bale?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
terrible-ass movie. Christian Bale's kind of bad, too, except for a few movies. Uh-oh.
The Machinist?
It's a wicked-ass movie. Christian Bale's not that bad. Fuck you, Mark Wahlberg. You and Will Smith go fight in a tank to the death. I like that.
When are you buying the new Gears of War?
I'm not.
What?
It's a female lead protagonist. I don't do that.
Okay.
Plus, he's Team PlayStation now.
Yeah.
No, that's an exclusive?
Xbox exclusive Gears of War.
Yeah, it looks amazing, though. I do want to play it. I think I'm glad they went with the chick, too. She's badass. Wonder if she could beat Marcus. Probably.
Isn't that Marcus's daughter or something like that?
I tried not for any spoilers. Thanks for spoiling it.
Well, I'm not sure if it actually is or not.
No, I'm getting,
just assuming it is.
I'm getting Medieval on PlayStation, and then the 25th of...
That's still not out yet?
No, it comes out the 25th. It's on a Friday. So when we're having our pumpkin bash, I will be playing...
Not paying attention to playing Medieval?
No, I'll have to wait till the next day.
You mean the next day?
I'm going to stay sober and play it all day while y'all are all passed out.
Ha! Pumpkin bash. Jason's going to beat Medieval.
Oh, no, I'm excited about that game, though. But no, for real, I don't like Will Smith. Don't ever bring him up again. Yeah, Gemini's, it really has tanked, though. It's only made like $20 million, I think, and their budget was $150.
Jesus.
Yeah,
because they had to de-age Will Smith.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
It's expensive. It's expensive, expensive. I did read today that the Marvel shows, they're listing the budget as $25 million an episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's rounding out to like $150 million per series, mm-hmm. per season, which is the budget of a movie. And that's what they were going for. So these shows are going to be okay. It's not going to be like they were talking about how you could watch like Iron Man on the big screen and then watch this show and you would be so toned down. It would be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's from going like, they were talking about like, this is going to ruin Marvel. And they were like, nope, $25 million an episode.
Wow.
So they're going to keep up and it's great. I'm excited. Disney Plus, November 12th. We're under a month now.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Stoked. Get to watch The Mandarin. That's the first actual show. I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not. Everybody else is super excited.
The Mandalorian?
Yeah. I'm not super Star Wars lore until Obi-Wan comes out, and then I'm going to be taking a month off of work so I can watch Obi-Wan.
Fuck!
I love Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. So,
anyways, you guys got anything else?
Supernatural just started their last season.
Oh,
I thought they were already done.
No, this is their final season. They just started.
God, start a brewery already. Fuck off.
You did.
In fact.
Aren't you... Do you like that show, Chris?
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, man. My respect for Chris went down two notches.
It's got Will Smith in it.
Damn it. Went down five notches.
Perfect.
Do you really? So are you caught up on that show?
Caught up. There's a couple seasons in the middle where I didn't watch it. But
that's
yeah,
I'm not from caught up.
So no, I'm not caught up.
You liar.
No, but I love that show.
Okay. You love it enough to not watch a couple seasons?
Apparently.
Just going to poke at you. It's my favorite show. I've only seen three seasons. I love it.
I take out the seasons with Negan in it.
Oh.
Which is like the first six.
Poor Negan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, no one loves you.
That's true.
Which, by the way, we haven't started watching Walking Dead. It's back, and we haven't. They're at their lowest ratings they've been since it premiered.
Yeah.
Ow. Imagine that. show goes on for 10 years and people stop watching it.
Run out of stuff to...
Oh, no, zombies.
They're back. Who? The zombies. We need to find food. Weren't we looking for food 10 years ago?
Yeah. Shelter. Oh, we found this rival group of people. Let's fight them.
They go through the cannibal stage.
This time they're bikers.
Speaking of bikers, Chibs is coming back to the Mayans.
Yeah.
You know that, Chris?
Is it like a full cast member?
President Chibs, sir, from Sons of Anarchy.
Nice.
He will be in with three of the people from the charter. I was like, whoa, they're all still there. I can't think of their names. It was like right at the end when they started, you know, rearranging everything.
So this is going to be after...
Jax, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
this
weird.
This is 6 months, I think, or something like that.
When they're still running guns?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's over a year. I can't remember. But I don't know the time frame, but yeah, it's way after Jax. They brought Jax up once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But now this will be the first appearance of Chibs, president of Sam Crow.
Nice. Is that Sons like next week's episode?
Of Anarchy Motor Club, Sam Crow Original Charter. I think that's what it was. Anyways. What'd you say, Chris? Sorry.
Is that like the upcoming episode?
Yep.
Nice.
Episode 8 of season 2 of The Mayans, which I haven't watched one full episode of that show.
So you love it.
Yep. Nah, man, I'm back to my...
So this is your Supernatural.
One of my... Yeah. One of those shows that Jenna... The Office Ladies.
Jenna Fisher?
Yeah, she was in that Splitting Up Together show, and I jumped on it. I was super excited watching it. Got canceled, and I was like, this is why I don't fucking watch new shows. And they need to... I wish that TV people could realize that, too, because you can jump into a show, be like, oh, I really like this. I think it's going to get canceled. Jump out of it. And they don't even realize that, so fuck them. I hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. You get your favorite characters and... They, my name is Earl. Yeah. Who's the dad? End of show. What?
I'm surprised Netflix hadn't bought that.
Yeah, I know. My name is Earl. That was such a fucking good show. He was doing good deeds and marking people off his list. Jason Lee.
He's a really shitty person.
Yep. And now that movie's out and I want to go see it, but I'm not paying fucking $20 to go see your Jay and Silent Bob piece of shit movie. Yeah, that one too. That one's free. You can watch it on Netflix.
I actually watched that the other day.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
You can tell Rhodey didn't listen to our podcast, Chris.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Chris watched the Supernatural, so I can't take his opinion very seriously.
But no, I'm talking about the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. It's out in theaters right now, but you can't see it for less than $20.
That's so dumb.
Even on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
$20. It says like special event pricing. I'm like, why is this a special event? What? This doesn't make any sense. $20. That's one way to get the box office up there. Hey, I don't think this is going to do the kind of numbers we need. Just make the ticket prices an even 20.
Make what? It more exclusive.
What about the matinee? $20. It's like, man.
They'll end up getting desperate.
It's like, I'll just buy the Blu-ray for $20.
That's true.
So, no, it's when the movie theaters hit 20, which they're close, but you can still go in the afternoon. It's like 8.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, if an afternoon ticket ever costs more than 10, I'll be done with it. Although Connor loves Giant. Like, I hold him close to the TV and he's like, oh. So I can't wait to take him to a cartoon movie. He's going to freak out.
Well, it's also because he has epilepsy.
No, he doesn't. Rhodey. I'll throw something at you for that one.
Damn.
That was bad.
That's why we don't put children in front of the TV.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a show.
We're going to end it on that note. All right. Y'all have a good night.
Goodbye. 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 Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be
back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done
it's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.